No, he might be a poor white farmer, he might be a tenant farmer, he wouldn't be trash. Poor white trash are ones that just don't do anything for themselves. Shiftless and no count. No, he might be a hard-working tenant farmer or something. In my vocabulary, that's what redneck would refer to.
Well, I was going to just ask you for a person, a term for a person living in the country who's out of touch with town life. Do you think of
Let me think. We wouldn't use the term rustic, though it's used sometimes, or a person speaking of it, spoken of as a rustic. No, I can't think of it as country, just country people, something like that.
If you were going to answer the phone, mm-hmm. you might tell me to wait by saying something in particular. What would you say?
Like if I were leaving you and go,
I'm going to come right
just
back.
A minute.
That's what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. In asking directions, you might say, question, is it to town?
How far is it to town?
And if you wanted to show me something, but I wasn't looking, to get my attention,
I'd say, look, or listen.
Would you?
Now, people that don't speak so clearly, they say, listen here, maybe, but now we wouldn't say that.
What about look here? Would that
we be? Might say that, look here, you can't do that. I might say that, sort of vernacular, but I might say it.
Do you think of that as being a reprimand or a direction to look?
It could be if you're talking about, look here, you stop that. Then it'd be a reprimand. But, and I wouldn't say look here, I'd just say look.
Would you say see here as a reprimand, do you think?
Not, that wouldn't be natural to me. Now, some people would say, see here, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. See here, I'll show you how to do it. No, I don't believe I would ordinarily say that.
All right. In asking the number of times that you might make a trip to town, someone might ask you by saying, do you go to town?
Often, you mean, or do you?
In the first part would be a how.
How often do you go to town?
That's what I was thinking of. I'm not going to do that, and you might reply, meaning.
Neither am I.
This is my
hair,
and this is my
forehead.
This is my
ear,
and which one?
Left. Right.
And this one is my
right ear.
Neither of us have, but if a man gets up and shaves in the morning, he shaves off his.
Well, he shaves his face and he removes the bristles, the hair, the stiff hair that's on his
what
face.
What do you call the hair on his face?
Beard.
All right. This whole thing, not just the parts, but this whole thing is my
mouth.
And this is my
teeth. There you go, tooth or teeth.
All right. This is my
neck.
And inside my neck is my
throat.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the word goozle?
Maybe in a slang way, but I don't know. Well, I believe I have maybe sometime.
Okay. This part of my hand is
the palm.
This is my
hand.
Two of them are
hands.
This is my
fist.
And two of them are
fists.
Referring to the way your leg is put together, your knee is a
joint.
On a man, this part is his
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
This whole thing is my
leg.
This is my
ankle or foot.
Not too well.
Yeah, foot.
Two of them are
feet.
As if you see someone who has been ill, you might say, you certainly look.
We say bad. You shouldn't say badly, as some people do, because badly is an adverb and look doesn't take an adverb. But there might be some argument about that.
Do you ever say peaky?
You could. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I might say it sometimes, and she looked a little peaked or something like that.
Does this mean pale?
Kind of pale and puny looking.
All right. If I say to you, that's a stout man, now what do you think of as being his description?
Rather heavy set. Not slim and slender.
Do you think of it having anything to do with strong?
No. If I wanted to say he was strong, I'd use the word strong.
Mm-hmm. All right. If someone's always smiling and never seems to be unhappy, you'd say, he certainly is.
Well, certainly has a good disposition. He certainly is